Police in India this week have questioned more than 700 people and arrested 70 of them, all in connection with a scam to scare American taxpayers. Andrew Sorgill is an economy reporter with U.S. News & World Report.
They were scamming thousands of Americans out of tens of millions of dollars by posing as tax authorities and tax collectors.
Back in April, NPR's tech reporter Aarti Shahani did a story on this, and she aired one of these scam phone calls.
It's a little hard to understand at times.
All right, miss, can you please confirm your first name?
An unidentified IRS man wants her name.
Okay, my name is Emma Lauder.
The agent tells Emma Lauder that his office has audited her taxes from 2009 to 2014, and there's been a miscalculation. She owes money.
Okay, for that reason, the local authorities with the arrest warrant will come at your place.
And she's going to be arrested. Could be any minute now.
But if the taxpayer doesn't want to be arrested, the story continues, there's a solution: forking over thousands of dollars. Amazingly, this scam worked on lots of people. Again, here's Andrew Sorgill.
They'd make thousands of calls a day. They wouldn't always get a hit, but they're believed to have been bringing in up to $150,000 a day.
And he says the phony tax scam caused real pain.
I've been in touch with a woman who was duped by one of these, lost a lot of savings. The phrasing she used was scared out of her mind.
U.S. authorities are working with Indian police on this. Andrew Sorgill says as much as 30% of the profits have been funneled back to co-conspirators in the states who helped find potential victims.